I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yemen is rampant with constant conflict, food security problems, and disease crises. There were 34 million unreached people across 20 unreached people groups. Amy with the Strategic Resource Group says it's a critical area in need of the church's presence.
It is a very hard place to get into. But fortunately, by the grace of God, we have connections through our ministry partners, longstanding relationships.
While there are only a few believers in Yemen, those believers are passionate about their faith and their mission.
There's a small group of believers that have really felt the responsibility of reaching other people and doing that through evangelism, discipleship, and recognizing first that they need the Bible in their heart language. They don't have that.
You can learn more about that localized Bible translation with the story at our website. And it's been 3 months since Christians in Jaranwala, Pakistan were attacked and their homes, churches, and Bibles set afire. We told you Mission Cry was headed to Jaranwala to give 100 displaced Christians food and new Bibles. Now, Reverend Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says,
when they got the Bible, many of them held it, hugged it, cried, and said, we know God has not forgotten about us.
Mission Cry missionary Brother Slim is also helping after recovering from a separate attack for distributing Bibles. Today, he's in Jaranwala giving Bibles to these displaced believers. Wolford asks,
pray that these Muslims would have visions of Christ like they've been having, that they would look into the spirit realm and see angels, and they would repent and come to serve the one true God.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.